the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, May the 13th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Kudlow breaks from the administration line on who pays for China tariffs. Also on our Monday rundown, another state vows to fight for Medicaid expansion, and a conflict intensifies over the energy future of Big Sky Country. Topping our news, President Trump's chief economic advisor said Sunday that American consumers would bear a burden from the escalating trade war with China, the New York Times noting the action contradicted Trump's claim that his tariffs were a multi-billion dollar one-way payment by China to the U.S. Treasury. The advisor, Larry Kudlow, made his comments 2 days after negotiations for a trade deal with China broke off. And then Trump followed through on his threat to raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese exports. In fact, both sides will pay, Kudlow told Fox News. For some Wisconsin policy advocates, a vote to remove Medicaid expansion from the proposed two-year state budget is simply the first mile of what they're calling a marathon.
Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee blocked Democratic Governor Tony Evers' plan to accept $1.6 billion in federal funding for the expansion of Medicaid. State Issues Advocacy Director with AARP Wisconsin, Helen Marks Dix, contends the committee took an extreme position.
I look at what happened last Thursday as really partisan political theater. 70% of people in Wisconsin want the Medicaid expansion, and I think for the most part, politicians really are responsive to their constituents.
And so she explains over the next several weeks, AARP will engage with its members, state lawmakers, organizations, and others to drive home the point that accepting Medicaid expansion funds would improve a variety of health and economic outcomes for the state and its people. Expansion would provide health care coverage to more than 80,000 additional Wisconsinites. Opponents contend it's a massive expansion of welfare that is unsustainable. Mary Sherman reporting.
Wisconsin is one of 13 states that have yet to expand Medicaid. And a bill introduced into Pennsylvania's General Assembly would bring more nurses into public schools there.
The legislation would cut the maximum ratio of students to school nurses in half and establishes minimum staffing requirements for other professionals who work with students. Current law requires schools to have one nurse for every 1,500 students and sets no minimum for school psychologists, social workers, and school counselors. Judy Morgatan, a school nurse and former president of the Pennsylvania State Education Association's Department of Pupil Services, says the bills could help schools better serve the academic needs of their students.
School nurses are key in getting them the services that they need so they can get in that classroom and become the student that they're able to become.
House Bill 1401 would require one student nurse for every 750 students, one school psychologist for every 500, and a school counselor or social worker for every 250 students. The bill is now in the House Education Committee. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
In addition to setting minimum ratios for pupil service professionals, the legislation also calls for certification of school social workers. And a former kindergarten teacher decided to change careers and pursue airport security work. Now she's the first graduate of an online credit program offered by the Des Moines Area Community College and the TSA. Ross Brown talked with her and files this report.
A 35-year-old non-traditional student, Danielle Nickel, took online courses while working as a TSA training instructor and educational coordinator for the Department of Homeland Security. She says the online class structure is what made it possible for her to balance work, school, and life.
It was significant for me because I ended up being the first TSA Associates Program student to finish a degree with DMACC, and then I was able to finish an associate's degree in criminal justice.
Nickel traveled from her home in Columbus, Ohio to Des Moines earlier this month to accept her diploma during graduation exercises.
The DMACC criminal justice degree program with Homeland Security also prepares students to work in other positions, including law enforcement, intelligence, emergency management, and risk assessment. And finally, Eric Tegenhoff reports the struggle continues to ramp up over Colstrip and Montana's energy future.
A headline-grabbing measure in the legislature, nicknamed the Save Colstrip Bill, would have allowed the utility Northwestern Energy to buy a unit of the coal plant without regulatory oversight and pass the costs on to customers. That bill failed, but House Bill 467 passed. It allows interest rates of 2-3% to pay off Colstrip after the plant stops producing energy. Customers are currently paying more than 8% interest as they pay down the $407 million plant until 2042. Ann Hedges with the Montana Environmental Information Center says HB 467 could save Montana's $100 million.
Do customers get stuck with a bill that they shouldn't, or do customers have some type of relief? And this bill is all about providing customers with relief.
Hedges says the lowered interest rate is comparable to refinancing a house and will save money when the plant is no longer operational, likely more than a decade before it is fully paid off. Governor Steve Bullock signed HB 467 last week. Northwestern Energy CEO Bob Rowe says Colstrip has been a year-round reliable source of energy. He felt the Save Colstrip bill was needed to provide financial certainty for the plant.
Hedges says while Northwestern Utility is passing on the cost for an unsustainable coal plant, it is also trying to hike the rate for rooftop solar power. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week news and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.